When God tells us to do something, what should we do? We should do it. We should obey. He's wanting to glorify Himself, and we don't have enough faith to believe God. You know, I mean, how many times has you be driving down the road or in a place like that, or you see somebody sick, and a little thought comes to your mind, go over and pray for them. Oh, God, I couldn't do that. Lord, I might look like a fool. Has anybody ever had that happen to you? Oh, yeah. Yeah. When we was out in Hobbs, New Mexico the other day preaching, and of course, little Bailey Walter, a little girl that was healed back in February, I guess it was, February the 24th down at Brenham, Texas. This little 15-year-old girl had been, she's living in a hyperbolic or whatever you call this chamber, and she's had a reaction to the Gargosil shot, and this little precious little girl's dying. Her joints are all locking up, and she's in gross pain, and she's hurt, and she thinks she's dying. And she probably was. And her mother and dad, which were Baptists, brought her down to Brenham, Texas, set through a four-hour healing school, and then waited till 10:30 that night to get prayed for. That's how many people we had to pray for. I had a big bunch. And when I laid hands on that little girl at 10:30 that night, the King of the universe instantly healed that little girl. I mean, she was completely, totally healed. And a little girl that slept in a hyperbolic chamber, they went home that next morning. And the next day, on Monday morning when they got home, she went out on a golf course in New Mexico with her daddy and played golf for 4 hours. I'm telling you, God really healed that little girl. But while we were out there teaching, there was a man sitting on the front row that had been to one of my healing schools about 3 years ago that had dyslexia. He's 80 years old. He had never... Actually, 5 years ago, he was 75 when he came to us. He had never been able to read in his entire life. Vernon Cannon is his name. And Vernon, out there in Hobbs, he came with his wife to a healing school, and I told him, I said, you know, Mark 11:23, if you repent of every sin, Mark 11:23 clearly says, whatever you say with your mouth, when you believe with your heart, you'll have it. So he said, what do I need to do? I said, first of all, you repent of every sin. And then you start saying, thank you, Lord, that I can read perfect in the name of Jesus. Now, he's 75. He ain't never read a word. So he leaves the healing school that day and says, thank you, Lord, that I can read. His wife said, you can read? He says, I can read. She said, read that to me. He said, well, I can't read it to you, but I can read. That don't make sense, does it? But I can read because Jesus said, whatever I say, I believe I can read it. I can't put them words together yet, but I can read. So, I mean, when they go to dinner, they get home for 2 or 3 months, and he's saying, thank you, Lord, that I can read. His wife heard once more, said, honey, can you really read? He said, well, I can read because it's written. I can read. Well, read that to me. Well, I can read. But he can't read. But he's saying, I can read. And he said, one morning we get up to go to church. He said, we stand up and they put the songs up there just like we got them up here. Put the words up there, and he said, Lord, thank you that I can read the words of that song. He said, I looked up, and those words were perfect in line. I could read, praise God. And so he read that song, and he said, we went to lunch, and I said, glory to God, praise the Lord, I can read. And, you know, and his wife said, well, read the menu to me. And he just read it to her, and she said, glory to God, you really can read. And now, see, all these years, and Vernon had never read anything until then, 75. And he said he had to repent of his sins. He says, when I told about Bailey, he says, right there in the middle of all them people, 200 or 300 or 400 people, whatever it was at that church, that Assembly of God church, he said, Thurman, I got to repent. I said, well, for what, Vernon? He said, God spoke to me 2 times, at 2 different times. And he said, I know the Waldrops. I've known them for years. God spoke to me 2 times and told me to go tell Kent Waldrop to bring his daughter to you and he would heal her. And he said, I just couldn't do it. Now, he'd already got a healing from this ministry, but he couldn't do it. And he said, I have to repent. So God used another man, finally used a third man, another man. He told him, and that man, Kent Waldrop, didn't know who he was. He just walked up to Kent one day and says, here, a CD, Thurman Scrivener. Take your daughter to this man, and the king will heal your daughter. And they called our ministry center, and he talked to Rosemary. And Rosemary said, well, the first thing we need to get rid of is the sin issue. He said, what do you mean? She said, well, you have sin in your life. He said, now, I'm telling you, I wasn't taken back just a little bit with that. I'm a Baptist deacon. And I'm trying to walk holy, and this woman's telling me I got sin in my life. He said, I wasn't taken back just a little bit with that. I was taken back a lot with that. But he did have sin in his life. You know what his sin was? He was not trusting God for his daughter. His sin was he took her down to give her the Gardasil shot, although she was a clean, pure, holy young lady that loved Jesus, that never had sex. She was a virgin, but he still had her injected with that vaccine. And she had a serious allergic reaction to that vaccine, and it almost killed her. And when he repented, when I touched her in the name of Jesus in Brenham, Texas on that Saturday night back in February, the King of the universe instantly healed little Bailey Waldrop. Her testimony's back there on the back too. If you haven't seen her testimony, pick up Bailey Waldrop's miracle. Her testimony back there. It's 2 hours long. We got the whole family there, the mom, the dad, her, everything. You get to see what God has done and what this little girl has done in the name of Jesus since. Do we serve an awesome Jesus? He is an awesome God. He's beyond our wildest dreams. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Now, if you're blessing Him and praising Him, He's got a benefit package. Now, if you're not blessing Him and praising Him, and you're one of those old, you know, kind of look like a calf after he's eaten some prickly pears, you know, his old mouth all drawn up. That should not be the way a Christian is, should it? We ought to be happy. We ought to be jumping up and down. Somebody say, what's wrong with you? Say, I'm saved, praise God. How long have you been saved? Oh, about 60, 70 years, but praise God, I'm saved. Well, hadn't you ever cooled off? No. And if you think I'm bad now, just wait another year or two. I'm going to really be on fire for Jesus. You give me another year or two, praise God. Bless the Lord. Praise His holy name. I've been in places, in fact, I was in a businessman's meeting. I used to be an engineer by trade and built buildings and did all kinds of stuff. And I was up in New York City at a big meeting. My company was buying another company, and they sent me up there as an engineer to check out all these facilities. Well, I had all these VPs and CEOs and all on and on and on, vice presidents, whatever, all around. And one of the men, there's probably 20 or 25 of these guys, we're having lunch. Here I am in the midst of these guys. I'm just a little nobody, just the engineer, you know. They're all CEOs, VPs, big boys. And one of them that used to work for the company I worked for, he said, Thurman, would you tell us about that job you did in Minneapolis that time that was such a miracle that the contractor said it would take 6 weeks to do it and you did it in 24 hours? I said, I'll be happy to. So I stood up and stopped eating, and I told this group of men about this awesome thing. And I gave Jesus all the credit and all the glory. I said, He's the one showed me how to do it. He's the one told me how to do it. I wrote down everything, and a job that the contractor said would take 6 weeks, they finally said if they did certain things, they might be able to shorten it to 4 weeks. But when I told them I wanted it done in 24 hours, they said I was crazy. And I told them, I said, I have everything written down here. We're not even interested. They wouldn't even listen. I said, but I'll show you how to do it. We're not interested. It can't be done. So one of the guys said, okay, if you think you can do it, you do it. I said, okay, but then I want 4 weeks back on the contract. They said, you can't do it. I said, oh, yes, I can, because my Jesus showed me how to do it. I said, then I did the job, and we did it in 24 consecutive hours one day. And they all give me a big hand. And then I says, do any of you in here know my Jesus? Not one man said a single thing. Not one. So I sat down and finished my lunch. After lunch was over, I got up walking down the hall where I was going, and one of them come running up behind me, kind of past the others, and got up and he grabbed me by the arm and said, Thurman, I'm an Assembly of God deacon myself. I looked at him and said, you gutless wonder, why didn't you say that in a room in front of all them other guys? You gutless wonder. What, are you ashamed of Jesus? You want to know why He don't do nothing for you? I stood up in front of the whole bunch and told Him what He did for me. I ain't ashamed of Jesus, are you? Well, you can't be ashamed of Him. If you are, He ain't going to do nothing for you. You got to know who your God is. And he'll cause all kinds of problems. Guaranteed. But look at the benefit. If you bless him and bless his holy name and forget not all his benefits, this is the benefit package I would look for all of my life. Let's see what verse 3 and 4 says. He forgives how many? How many? All of my iniquities. And after he forgives all of my iniquities, what does he do next? Heals what? All. And that, he didn't say, I'll heal you first, did he? He said, I'll heal you and then I'll forgive you. No, no, you ain't never going to find that principle in the Word of God. It ain't in there. The first thing he does is forgive you when you ask him. And how many of your iniquities will he forgive? All. He promised it. So when you ask forgiveness, how many times you got to ask? Once. But you got to believe. It's done. And then after you've confessed all of your sins to him and he forgives all of them, then you come to him and ask him for healing to your body. And how many of them will he heal? Hey, isn't that a great God? Can you find a better benefit package anywhere in the world than that one? No, that's not all. It's not over. Let's go to verse 4 and 5. Let's look at the rest of this thing. This benefit package. He redeems your life from destruction. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Now, does this sound like the God you want to serve, young lady? You love this one, huh? And all you got to do is love him and serve him, and this is what he'll do for you. And I love this part, don't we? We always love it when he tells us all these wonderful things he'll do for us. He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Woo! How many in here want to have your youth renewed like the eagles? See? Praise God. Now then, you know that I read in the history books years ago when I was back in school, I don't think they even teach these things no more, how that the Spanish come to America and went all down through Mexico and all over looking for the fountain of youth. Yep. You were back in school when I was, wasn't you? They taught those same things, yep. And they were looking for the fountain of youth. And guess what? They probably had it on board. More than likely, they had a Bible on board the ship back in those days. And guess what? The fountain of youth you carry in your hand, the Word of God.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Best Benefit Package is Jesus, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.